before for a Badger football game. You're going to get to stay tuned because Matt LePay takes over along with Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb on the sideline. Stay tuned as Matt and Mark take over next. Our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub?
Ouch!
Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the Boulder Shamrock supplied.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friend's contact list, it is three guys.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Pregame coverage continues at Camp Randall Stadium opening night as Luke Fickell's Badgers take on the Western Michigan Broncos out of the Mid-American Conference. And before we proceed any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. Alongside Mark Tauscher and our engineer, Dave McCann, I'm Matt LePay. By the way, let's publicly congratulate our engineer, Dave McCann. 25 years now.
Hey, atta babe, Dave.
Of trying to make us sound reasonably smart. So, yeah.
Years. Wow.
He came back for year 25 and season 26 of basketball coming up.
Don't make me regret it.
The guy make me regret it.
Does he get a watch or what is the 25 year? A bowl of soup? What do you get for that?
Yeah, probably a bowl of soup. Yeah, maybe a nice hat, something like that. like that. So, no, it's the guy who actually does all the work, so Mark and I can do whatever it is we do. Tausch and I back for, I would say, our second season together, but really it's like, what, 12, 13?
Been a while,
it's
yeah.
It's been a while. I feel like I say this every year. I know I feel this way every year. This is the world's longest off season, college football, and it is among the highest profile sports that we enjoy in this country. And the other thing I think I say every year is I have, with rare exception, I have no idea about this team, Mark. I think it's deeper in a lot of areas. I think there's more athleticism. And then you look at the schedule, and I don't know what it all translates to.
Yeah, and I think we always say that because, you know, college guys graduate, but now with the transfer portal, and you said something earlier when you were just BSing about in Division I, 63% of these Power 5 teams have a new quarterback. And it's just like a game of musical chairs, and that happens usually in December. So the idea of trying to kind of figure out who you are, you have an off season, but then you can transfer out. It's just there's so much change that development, you still have to have your core guys that are developing. Wisconsin has that, but it's like every other program. There are now infusions of different guys. And I'll say this, people are asking, well, what do you think? And how? The only thing I know for certain, and we have not seen a full-on snap in a game yet, you just sense that defensively it's going to look different this year. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. I think offensively, I'm as fascinated as everybody else to kind of see what this is going to look like, you know, with Van Dyke as the quarterback and everything else. But defensively, I just feel like there's going to be more athleticism, more speed, and that's nothing against the edge guys from last season. It just wasn't the depth that you needed. And, you know, C.J. Getz, who played his tail off, he just played way too much. So this year, I think you're going to see more talent. You have more guys that are going to come flying off the edge. And that's, I think, what I'm really excited, because I do think that's going to be a noticeable change.
And then we'll look offensively. We think there is more depth at the running back position. The combination of Chez Malusi and Tawee Walker could be a lot of fun to watch. There are a couple of really exciting freshmen in Darian Dupree and Dylan Jones. But don't forget about guys like Jackson Aker and Cade Iacomelli. I've listed six running backs. Don't think we'll see six running backs on the field every week, but who knows how they'll try to mix and match here tonight as the Badgers open season number 136 of University of Wisconsin football. A little less than an hour away from the opening kick. We'll take a look at our scouting report as well as our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage. We are back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, it's Bryson Green, wide receiver for Wisconsin football.
Cutting left to the five, touchdown Wisconsin!
Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level with Camp Randall Club membership through VC Connect. You can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall has its visions set on victory. Do you? Visit VCConnectWI.com today to join.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Opening nights for the Wisconsin Badgers taking on Western Michigan. Time now for the home field advantage, presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. And we have to start in an area that is near and dear to the heart of our guy Mark Tauscher, the Wisconsin offensive line. That starting group, it's a pretty good group. It behind them, I think, can be a pretty good group. They're just is next to no experience there, right?
Yeah, a lot of youth, and you know, just in watching a lot of practices, especially down in Platteville, you saw them kind of sprinkling some guys in and getting them reps. But I think this group has a chance to be really good. And I think last year, obviously, you know, a different O-line coach, but it was a huge transition. You had a lot of guys that have been used to fullback, tight end next to you. We're going to pound people into submission. And when Phil Longo and Luke Fickell came in, it's a different operation. So now I think linemen are creatures of habit. We want to know what's going to happen. We don't want uncertainty. And now I think these guys have a much better understanding of what is going to be asked. They can make those adjustments. And instead of it just being, oh, God, what is happening now, I think they're taking more ownership of that group. And I think, you know, Riley Malman has a chance to be a really special player. I think he's going to be, again, obviously Jack Nelson has got a ton of experience. So I think this group, days like today, and I know air raid and all of the stuff that we've been hearing, these are those games that I think you just revert and you say, all right, physically, we're going to maul these guys. I think that's going to be the mindset coming into it.
It's been interesting getting to know A.J. Blazek, the offensive line coach now.
Big energy guy now.
A ton of energy. And joining him, your old teammate, Casey Robach. And kudos to him. He could be kicking back on a night like tonight, you know, holiday weekend, be back up there in Door County.
But a lot of traffic heading up there.
Yeah, apparently. But no, he wants to coach O-line every day. That's a great, great addition to the staff.
I couldn't agree more. Casey's been around here for a while, but you can just tell he loves it. I think he loves being in there, and you just see him at practice. He's hands-on. I think he has a lot of institutional knowledge, and I think that room, you can just see guys soaking up what Casey and AJ have to say. So, Casey, you're right. He could be just chilling, you know, hanging out. But he's out here, and he is all in on this. And I think he has been a great addition to this staff.
Normally, as we move ahead to the scouting report, we touch on the opponent, and we will do that in time. But it's also important to introduce you to some of the new names to this Wisconsin roster. And we've done that a little bit on the defensive side. But
We're going to start where everybody likes to start, the quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke. He is now with his fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years. What has jumped out to you about him, watching him work first a little bit in the spring and now obviously here in fall camp?
He's a big guy, first off, and just a big arm. So I think you see, and you go back and look at what he did in Miami, he did a lot of good things. Now, he has familiarity with what Phil Longo is trying to get done, and you just see his talent. He has a lot of it. I think there's question marks about mobility and what he's going to be able to do outside of the pocket, but I think if you give him a clean pocket and give him time to throw, he is going to, with this receiving core, I think you can be really excited. And one of the things you notice, too, is the deep ball. You have that arm. He's not afraid to throw it into some tight windows, and he's also not afraid to put it up and let his guys go make plays. So I think Badger fans are going to really like what they see from him when he's in the pocket, when he's firing it. I think there's going to be a lot of big plays. And that's, I think, one of the big things outside, you know, when you look at last year, why it was maybe a little more disappointing, I think it comes down to two things. Big plays on both sides of the ball, and offensively, it was just too hard. Everything was just, you know, keep it in front of you. And on the defensive side of it, not enough pressure to force a lot of big plays. So that's what I think Luke Fickell is hoping to see change in year two.
As the regular season ended last year and the Badgers defeated Nebraska and Minnesota and did so in large part because of the running attack, Luke Fickell said after the game, that's where I want to live. Now, yeah, they're going to throw it. We've talked about Ches Malusi and how excited we are to see him again this season. I think Badger fans are going to like Tawi Walker.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when they have gone full pads, Tosh, this guy, you know, as a running back, you absorb a lot of contact. He's not afraid to dish it out either, is he?
Yeah, he's thick, and you do get that sense that, you know, he's a young guy. He is going to bring the punch, and I'm not going to compare him to other backs. Let's see what he does. Probably by the third quarter, we'll have some comps of, you know, we'll say Monte Ball. I don't know who we'll put him in that same category with. But what you do love is he runs through contact. And I think you're just going to see that youthful enthusiasm showcase itself tonight.
Quickly on Western Michigan, they too have a transfer quarterback. The difference is it's year two at Western Michigan for Hayden Wolf. But much like Tyler Van Dyke, Wolf is a big guy, 6'5", 235 pounds. He started 4 games last year, hit on better than 65% of his passes. Kenneth Womack was his major target a year ago, but Womack is hurt, and I don't think we're going to see him play in this game tonight. When they run it, they've got the Mid-America Conference Freshman of the Year, Jalen Buckley. He was a 1,000-yard runner a season ago, averaging better than 5 yards per carry and scored 10 touchdowns. They also have a transfer coming in from Oklahoma State by the name of Jaden Nixon, who they think could be a legit home run threat for them as well. In a nutshell, there's a lot of change in Western Michigan, not as so much personnel. They do have some transfers who have come in. They really didn't lose any like massive contributors to the portal from last year. Not much of that, but they were able to gain some, and they have new coordinators. Walt Bell, who was the offensive coordinator at Indiana last year, he is now the OC at Western Michigan, and Scott Power, who the last 2 years was at Louisiana Tech, he is the new defensive coordinator. So that just adds to the challenge of scouting here for Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think tonight you have ideas. You go back and look at film from, you know, where these guys were before, and you try to get an idea. But, you know, the first game is always, there's going to be 20 to 30%. You're not going to have an idea. So that's where you just have your guys in their base, reads, make it, and you have to make adjustments. That's just another kind of layer of getting your season off to a start, because I'm sure Wisconsin will have some wrinkles. They'll have a much better understanding. Western Michigan will have a much better understanding of what Wisconsin's doing. But Wisconsin will have to see and then probably do a little more reacting because of all of the unknowns that you're going to probably see.
All right, we'll take a break. When we continue with our pregame coverage, we'll have our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox as we sit down with quarterback Tyler Van Dyke. Back in a couple, this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Pre-game show continues at Camp Randall Stadium as now we have a chance to visit with Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, the fifth-year senior out of Glastonbury, Connecticut, and the former Miami Hurricane. Started 10 times last season, threw for 19 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. As a freshman, he was the ACC Freshman of the Year, and after that he had some ups and downs. But one of the things that you talk to folks in that league about him, and they speak very highly of his toughness. He got beat up a lot, had to miss some time, battled through some injuries, and came back after a benching and played pretty well. And he is the guy winning a pretty good competition with an improving Braden Locke. The coaches feel like they could win with either, but they like the experience, the arm strength, and the total package of Tyler Van Dyke to be the starting quarterback right now. As we visit with him, we ask him a little bit about his skill set. If you look at running statistics, there really is little to go on there, but he says if they ask him to run, he's ready to oblige.
With Coach Longo, I'm definitely going to have to run a little bit more, which I'm excited about. I mean, people don't give me enough credit for my speed. Maybe I haven't shown that enough, but I've done it in the past, and definitely got to do more of it here for sure, and I think I can. So.
Yeah, arm strength, certainly. I can't imagine anybody asking about that. I mean, that's always been a big strength of your game. I mean, obviously everybody in your position needs to throw the ball. It looks like you can really spin it. I mean, that when the first time you played the position, has that always been a strength of yours?
Yeah, I just love ripping the football as hard as and as far as I can sometimes. So obviously you got to throw with some touch too in some places, but yeah, I love throwing the football, love, you know, throwing touchdown passes. So yeah, it's good.
You've been through a lot as a player, right? I mean, I know Coach Fickell's talked about that with if it's Tawee Walker, if it's, you know, particularly a guy like Ches Malusi, he's been in the program a long time. I mean, you've had the really good times. There have been challenges, but all of that is a good thing, right? I mean, with young guys are always going to go through this. So I would imagine they lean on you a little bit, saying, "Hey, man, just stay with it. You're fine. Trust your ability, and things are going to work out okay."
Yeah, I mean, I've been through a lot of adversity. I'm glad I did, in some parts, but that just makes me a better player, better leader, just a better person overall, and how to handle certain situations. So I think this whole team has a chip on its shoulder. I think we feel like underdogs right now, and I mean, we have a really experienced older team, and you know, we just got to step up and lead. A bunch of guys on the team have a lot of leaders, so we're going to do that, and we're going to come in fire in the season.
As someone who's been around here a while, I've always thought some of the best Wisconsin teams are the ones that people aren't talking about going in. You just hinted at that. I mean, you know who everybody talks about in the Big Ten. That kind of fuels the fire, though, doesn't it? A little bit, saying, "Hey, you know, we're over here." I mean, it's in some ways it might be annoying, but in other ways, like, okay, we'll show you. Is there something about that that's an incentive to show people what they might be missing?
Yeah, obviously, you want the accolades in the beginning of the year, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You could start with all those accolades and end up not playing well or not finishing well and not getting them, or you can start without them and then obviously play well and get them at the end, and that's what we feel like we're at right now. So, yeah, we're going to come in firing this season. We have a huge chip on our shoulder, and we're ready to roll.
What's the best part about being here so far for you, Tyler, about being in Madison, being a Wisconsin Badger? What's been the best part?
It feels like home to me. I'm from Connecticut, so it's kind of the same weather-wise, and you get these nice rural areas with the city. So, yeah, and the culture's great here. Love the guys on the team. Love connecting with them. And, you know, the stadium is also awesome as well. So I'm excited to play here at Camp Randall.
So when you're away from football, when you're away from the conditioning, try to enjoy the Madison summers, what's fun for you? What do you do to get away from it all?
I'm a big golfer. So, yeah, I've played a lot of courses around here this summer. So, yeah, when I'm not in the facility doing what I have to do or working out and whatnot, I'm always – pretty much on the golf course. So
there you go. Yeah, yes, I know, sir. Mordecai plays a lot. I know Braden Locke likes to play a lot now. I know Tanner talked about it last year. So who's if you're gonna pick three other guys for your foursome on the team, who would they be?
I mean, there's some good golfers on the team, and then there's some guys who aren't the best, but one of them is Charlie Jarvis, safety. He's a pretty good golfer.
Okay.
You know, I'd probably take Renfro with me. And that fourth spot, I mean, there's a bunch of guys. I don't want to leave anybody out. But
so the center's pretty good golfer, you're saying?
Yeah, Jake is good. Okay. Jake is pretty good. So.
Probably hits at three bills off the tee.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Yeah. We were in front of him one round, and he almost hit us on the green.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he can rip it a little bit.
What's your handicap?
I'm a 0.4 right now. I was like a plus 0.7, but.
You know, I had somebody tell me years ago, like, the worst thing most hackers like me would do is break 80 because it ruins it, because you expect to break 80 every time. You expect to break 70. You probably you expect to be under par every time, right?
Yeah, that's the goal when I'm playing out there. So I'm not too happy if I'm over par.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys with a 0.4 Tausch. Well, what's your handicap?
First off, you breaking 80?
Like, never. After 12 holes.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Now, 0.4 is very good. We did a little thing with him earlier this week. He's good. He's good. Yeah. And I can just imagine this is when he's actually playing football. Wait till he has the offseason. He can really get dialed in.
Of course, you're fired up. You're talking about old boy Jake Renfro, 300 yards off the tee. You know, all these offensive linemen. All you guys are big hitters.
Yeah, we've always said we're the smartest and also the most athletic per capita. Per capita is the thing you have to keep in mind.
You didn't say best looking, though?
No.
Is that a given or no?
It depends who you ask.
Yeah. That is our player profile and then some, presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. When we continue, speaking of scratch golfers, we'll get the Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
To everyone making time for life's best moments, let our team member Sandy share how Culver's is serving up celebration by the scoop.
Our rich and creamy fresh frozen custard makes every day a little bit sweeter. Enjoying a handcrafted treat with all the ooey gooey toppings you love, now that's worth celebrating.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a sweet treat to make every moment count.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Pre-game coverage continues from Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff set for 8:05 Central Time on what is shaping up to be a beautiful night here in Madison, Wisconsin. Time now for our Badger Notebook as we check in for the first time with our sideline reporter. What year is this with you at Ghost Stone?
This is number 16 already.
Wow.
On the air. Yeah.
You have veterans everywhere here.
I got the gray hair to prove it.
Well, you and me both. Not Tal. She's forever young over there. But let's get to our notebook. We refer to this stadium as historic Camp Randall Stadium, and we do so with reason. Camp Randall alone has great meaning. It'll be a special moment tonight, and it's going to carry throughout the course of the season as we recognize our military and POWs, MIAs specifically, right?
Yeah, Camp Randall Stadium's military connection has deep roots. This was a former Union Army training camp during the Civil War. More than 70,000 Wisconsin soldiers trained here, soldiers from outside of Wisconsin as well, trained on these very grounds. It was also a Confederate prison where about 1,200 soldiers were kept during the Civil War. So there are deep roots where honoring the military tradition is authentic to this building, and it's organic to this building and the grounds that we're on. And so there's a new symbolic chair in Camp Randall Stadium now for this season and beyond, and it's the POW MIA Chair of Honor. It's located on the fifth quarter patio in the south end zone, and it's a symbolic black chair that has the POW MIA logo on it and a plaque behind it that has reference to prisoners not being forgotten. And the idea is that chair will remain empty for every game as a symbol that POWs and MIAs will always have a chair waiting for them at Camp Randall Stadium if we can get them to come home. And so in conjunction with that, there's going to be a veteran of the game at every game. Tonight, the veteran's named Lyle Shoemate, and he'll be recognized in the second quarter. And he and his guest will sit next to that POW chair up on that fifth quarter terrace. And so every game there will be a military veteran, and some of them will be student veterans on campus. At least I think three games this season they're going to have a student veteran. So, again, trying to connect campus and that military, the ROTC, and the military impact that is felt right here on this campus. I think it's a really neat tradition and something that feels organic and authentic to this stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree wholeheartedly.
I know you've had a chance. Sorry to interrupt, but you've had a chance to do the
Badger flights. Honor Flight. Yeah, I did that.
And you know how powerful that can be.
Incredibly powerful. Luke Fickle was also on one with his father in the spring as well. And I know Mark, I know Tausch has done the same thing. It is so, and in many cases, like the Vietnam vets, where they are getting the thank you that is so long overdue, and they were all so touched by it. And you know, I love what we're doing here this season and for seasons to come. As we move back to the sport of football, and I think I've noticed, Patrick, a lot of fans, it's just now hitting them, like 18 teams now? We got West Coast teams now, and the playoff is what? 12 teams were in the next phase of the evolution of this sport, aren't we?
Yeah, and you look at the schedule, a lot has been talked about how challenging it is, but you look at other teams in the Big Ten and their schedules are almost just as hard. You know, Michigan's got Texas in the non-con, and then they've got a full slate of Big Ten opponents, and if you aren't going to play three or four ranked teams, then you have some sort of crazy schedule this year in the Big Ten and probably every year in the future. So it looks right now Wisconsin has five AP top 25 teams on their schedule, including three top 10 teams at home, Penn State, Oregon, and Alabama. That's never happened in Camp Randall history. We thought it was happened in 1973, and our record book was wrong. Nebraska, that was at one of those three, and that game was on the road. It has never happened that three top teams have come to this building. So that's going to be what life is like in the new Big Ten. However, opportunity knocks greater now that the 12-team CFP has been put into place. Wisconsin never made the BCS championship game, and they have yet to appear in the college football playoff. Came really close in 2017, went toe-to-toe with Ohio State in that really winner-take-all Big Ten championship game, but they lost 27-21. Wisconsin's 2016 and 2019 teams also won double-digit games, entered the Big Ten championship in the top 10, but lost. All three of those teams would have qualified had there been a 12-team playoff at that point. If you want to date it back to the beginning of the BCS era, which is 1998, Wisconsin would have made a 12-team playoff in eight different seasons. 1998, 99, 2006, 2010, 2011, 16, 17, 19. So when people talk around here about winning championships and being in the playoffs, that should be expected. That's not out of the realm of possibility. When you think about it, Tausch's teams would have played on two of them.
Yeah, and those teams you mentioned in the playoff era, not only would they have made it, they would have hosted a game.
Absolutely.
All three would have been, two were eight seeds, one was a six. So, yeah, the bar has been established here. It's high. And that's what Luke Fickell's trying to get this program back to that level. We got about a minute left here, Patrick. Tyler Van Dyke making his Badger debut. He's had a few cracks against Group of Five opponents like we'll have tonight. How has he fared in his career so far?
Extremely well. He's put up gaudy numbers, and you'd kind of hope that, right, if you're playing a team of this caliber. But the good thing is all of his biggest games have not even come against Power Five. So real quick, he in his games, he's got 43 of six. He's in seven starts. He's completed 71% of his passes, 13 DDs, four picks, a ridiculous 286 rating. But he has 11 300-yard games in his career. None came against Group of Five. So it's not like he's just padded his stats against teams like this. Let's hope that continues, and he has a great audition here in Madison.
All right, appreciate it, sir. Let's do this. Season 16 for Patrick Herb.
Can't wait.
On our sidelines. Stay with us. Coming up, our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimmerich Fish Hatchery Road. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Ches Malusi, 89 yards!
Hey Badger fans, it's Ches Malusi, running back for the Wisconsin football team. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With the Camp Randall Club membership through VC Connect, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall has his vision set on victory. Do you? Visit vcconnectwi.com today to join.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LionaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth-generation Jones. And it's a family tradition to use only high-quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger.
It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our conversation with head coach Luke Fickell is presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road as the Badgers get ready. Finally, opening night is here against Western Michigan. I know you've talked about this repeatedly, Luke. We don't know the final result until the games start to be played, but as far as camp itself, I mean, you had some really hot weather to start with in Platteville. Much of this week it's been really hot. I always remember Coach Alvarez telling his guys, don't just try to get through it. Get better. Push through it. Have you been encouraged with how your guys have pushed through during some pretty tough conditions here?
Yeah, I mean, again, everybody handles it a little bit different. The big guys sometimes, you know, ones that are can be affected more if not have the right frame of mind. But I try to tell them it's either everything that we do is either an advantage or a disadvantage, and we're not worried about what other people and how other people handle it. Like some would say, well, everybody's got to deal with the hot. No, it's either an advantage or a disadvantage for us, and it's how we look at it and how we attack it. And you know, I thought they did a really good job this week at trying to picture that as an advantage, right? This is something that, you know, we got to train in, we got to be a part of, and it helps us to concentrate and maybe gives us a little adversity that, you know, is hard sometimes to simulate when you're going through camp.
Every year I've been around this, coaches have been maybe a little bit extra anxious game one because there's so much you don't know. Is that even now in the last couple of years with the portal and everything, has that become even more of an unknown, if that's possible, than what it was earlier in your coaching career?
Yes, and yes. I think that, obviously year two, you'd think you'd have a better idea. And I think we do, but it's still that game one. It's still that not have ever having a scrimmage. It's not having practice against other people. And then add the whole idea of, you know, yes, you have some transfer people that are in key positions and the quarterback being one of them. You know, I think you'd always feel better going in the game when you've been through the fires with the guy that's under center. And that doesn't mean I don't have the utmost confidence in Tyler Van Dyke because he's been through it. But in some ways, he's curious as to how I and we and some of us will handle, you know, the adversity and the fire as well. And so it's upon us, and we got to be able to handle it. But I guess it does leave you, you know, a little bit more restless until game day.
With all the interviews you've done, I don't know how many people have asked you about the opponent here, Western Michigan. Now, new coordinators, both sides of the ball, but some familiar names offensively. Their quarterback's been around a little bit, and Buckley, their running back, is really good. What jumps out at you just in terms of their personnel that you'll be facing
today? Well, I think for them, offensively, it starts with the two tailbacks. And really impressed what they did with their ability to do with two basically 1,000-yard rushers. And so I think it starts there for them. Obviously, the quarterback's back. He was in a role position last year. He played a they rolled kind of three guys early on, but he's played some ball towards the second half of the season, so at least they got a better idea of, you know, the guy under center than maybe even we do. And then I think defensive front wise for them, I think that's kind of the strength of the defense, right? I mean, you don't always see that from sometimes MAC schools because sometimes those guys might get poached nowadays. But I do think that they got a core nucleus that gives them the opportunity to run the football on offense with the tailbacks and center, and then, you know, have a chance to stop the run on defense when you got the guys up front that you believe in.
Those of us on the outside look at so much of the physical attributes of players, no matter what year we're talking about. But game one, the ability to adjust on the fly. Maybe you're always adjusting if it's game one or game 12, but maybe a game one more so. The football IQ, that's you find out maybe some things about your guys just in terms of football acumen as they're able to adjust as a game progresses?
Well, I think when you really look deeper into building a program, when you have some stability in what you're doing both offensively, defensively, and then guys understand how you handle pressure and things like that, it gives them a better chance, I'm talking about our players, to grow. And year two of understanding, you know, what we do offensively and defensively, I think gives them a better chance to be able to make those game adjustments and handle some of those things within the system that I think we really struggled with last year. You know, I don't want to say we were a memorization type of team, but if anything, we struggle with the things that we weren't overly prepared for, both offensively, defensively, and even special teams. And so, you know, being in year two, being, you know, consistent in you know, the messaging and both what you're doing offensively and defensively, I know it gives us a greater opportunity to be able to handle whether it's game one or even the adjustments.
I know we talk about butterflies before any game, but especially an opener. But there's also a lot of excitement, too, just hearing your guys, talking to some of your guys this week. I mean, it's time to go play, huh? And start to find out a few things.
College football's week one is the longest week of the year, just because of camps and some of the things we've talked about and, you know, a lot of unknowns. And you don't want to, you know, spend 7 days or 8 days, you know, of work for a team, because then you get bored by the time you get to the end, and you want them to be at peak, you know, excitement and things like that as the end, as you get that preparation. It's kind of almost like a bowl game. So yeah, there's a lot of excitement, there's a lot of anxiety, and now we're to the point where we got to be able to handle that before the kickoff.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame conversation is presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. More to come as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming, to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey there, Badger fans. Ready to cheer on Wisconsin in style? Piggly Wiggly, your hometown grocer and proud sponsor, the junior captain of the game, is giving kids 12 and under the chance to score big. Win 4 tickets and an unforgettable VIP experience at a Wisconsin home football game. Enter now at shopthepig.com for your chance to win. No purchase necessary, just pure Badger pride. Remember, your Piggly Wiggly is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Let's go, Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Yeah.
Live from the Learfield Network Studios, this is the College Scoreboard.
One game in the Big Ten right now going on. Michigan State leads FAU at the half, 16-3. Last night, Rutgers, no problem with Howard, 44-7. Illinois, Brett Bielema's team with a shutout win over Eastern Illinois, 45-0. And North Carolina slipped past Minnesota, 19-17. One top 25 game going on now is Mark Tauscher, obviously distraught over that last score. Oklahoma at the half leads Temple, 34-0. Let's get a quick injury update presented by UW Health. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The big blow for Wisconsin, and obviously you hate to see anybody injured, but it looks like James Thompson is going to be out for the year with the pec injury, a big part of that Badgers defensive line. Also unavailable tonight, receiver Quincy Burroughs, offensive lineman Barrett Nelson, freshman outside linebacker Tommy Heiberger, freshman tight end Rob Booker, as well as a transfer offensive lineman Leighton Nelson. They are all unavailable here tonight. And before we move on to our lineups, we'll throw it onto the field for the playing of our national anthem. Let's move on to the U.S. Bank starting lineups. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. We'll look at the offenses for both teams for Western Michigan. The tackles on the left side is Ted Cushy, a fifth-year senior out of Staten Island, New York. Transfer from Long Island University. He is starting in place of Adam Vandervest, a Verona, Wisconsin native. He was the projected starter but suffered a leg injury early in camp. He is here, but he is not able to play here tonight. On the right side is Jack Sherwin. He's mostly been playing guard in his career. Gets to call it right tackle. Quinn Murphy, a transfer from Notre Dame, will start at left guard. Addison West, entering his third year as a starter, fifth-year senior at Cary, Illinois, is the right guard. And Jacob Gideon, considered really good and someone we could see in the NFL next year. He is on the Lombardi watch list, first team all conference last year, the center Jacob Gideon. The tight end is Blake Bosma, a former walk-on, had a couple of touchdown catches last season. The receivers, Anthony Sambucci, a senior out of Lamont, Illinois, Malik Dudon, a redshirt junior from Naples, Florida, and Devon Mortimer, transfer from Louisiana Monroe, considered a big play threat, 5'9 junior out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Jalen Buckley, the MAC freshman of the year last year, is the running back. Hayden Wolf, the fifth-year senior out of Venice, Florida, is the starting quarterback. Hit on better than 65% of his throws for more than 1,500 yards last season. It's year number two at Western Michigan for Hayden Wolf, who had 22 starts at his previous stop at Old Dominion. For the Wisconsin Badgers on offense, the tackles are Jack Nelson, the fifth-year senior out of Stoughton. He's on the left side. Riley Malman, the redshirt junior out of Lakeville, Minnesota, is on the right side. The guards are Joe Brunner, a redshirt sophomore out of Whitefish Bay, and Joe Huber, a fifth-year senior from Dublin, Ohio. He's the right guard. And Jake Renfro, who started in the bowl game against LSU, fifth-year senior, transfer from Cincinnati. He gets the call at center. Riley Nowakowski and Tucker Ashcraft are your tight ends. Nowakowski, a fifth-year senior from Milwaukee. Ashcraft, a sophomore from Seattle. The wide receivers, Bryson Green, senior out of Allen, Texas. Vinny Anthony, a junior out of Louisville, Kentucky. And Will Pauling, an outstanding slot receiver, redshirt junior out of Chicago. Chez Malusi, Tawi Walker. Walker will be first up. The senior out of North Las Vegas, Nevada, the transfer from Oklahoma. We will expect to see a lot of Chez Malusi as well here tonight. And Tyler Van Dyke is your quarterback. And those are your lineups presented by U.S. Bank. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. It's the Badgers and the Broncos coming up next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Hey Badger fans, it's Riley Mallman, right tackle for Wisconsin Badgers football team. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With the Camp Randall Club membership through VC Connect, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit vcconnectwi.com today to join.
I want that. The Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on, so make it your best summer ever with Ford. Now's the best time to get our best deals on a great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, like the Ford Explorer, the Ford Bronco family, Ford F-Series, and the all-electric F-150 Lightning. These are the deals you've been waiting for, so don't wait. It's the Make